家有讀經的時間。
Time we have our script, today's scripture reading.
今日選讀經文是馬太福音第七章十三至二十七節。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 to 27.
我們啟用方式來讀，先用中文讀，由英文讀出。
We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
是馬太福音第七章十三至二十七節。你們要遵窄門，因為引道滅亡，那門是闊路，路是大的，進去的人也多。你們要防備假先知，他們到你們這裡來，外面披著羊皮，裡面卻是殘暴的狼。這樣凡好樹都要結好果子，唯獨壞樹結壞果子。凡不結好果子的樹就劈下來丟進火裡。凡吩咐我主啊主啊的人，不能進都進天國，唯獨遵守遵行我天父旨意的人才能進去。我就明明的告訴他們說，我從來不認識你們，你們這些作惡的人離開我吧。雨淋水沖風吹撞著那房子，房子總不倒塌，因為根基站立在磐石上。一齊讀最後一節。雨淋水沖風吹撞著那房子，房子就倒塌了，並且倒塌得很大。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 27. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for the many who choose that way. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter.But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's law. Though the rain comes in torrents, and the flood waters rise, and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock.Let us read verse 27 together. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. God bless the readers and hearers of His word. Reverend Wilson Chang's message is titled The Foundation.
In these closing words of his very famous sermon, Jesus stresses the importance of an adequate foundation.
在耶稣基督他在登山宝训的结尾当中，他去讲到就系话我哋人嘅生命嘅根基嘅重要性。
And so I have a very important question for you this morning. What is your foundation?
所以今天早上我想问你一个好重要嘅问题，就系话你嘅根基系乜嘢咧？
In other words, on what do you build or are building your life upon?
你个例子就话，你个问题就话，究竟你嘅根基系建于系乜嘢上咧？
Now that's a very profound question.
呢系一个好深入嘅问题。
And it's a good one to come to at the end. This is the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
呢个问题系好重要嘅，喺个登山宝训嘅最后一节。
And as you've just read, according to Jesus, it's quite possible for a person who have heard all his teachings and have said it's true.
咁其實喺耶穌基督所講嘅當中入邊，其實都好有可能一個人聽到嘅福音之後就覺得啊，聽落去係好似好啱喎。Those
people could say, "Hey, this is great stuff. This is great sayings."
聽完之後話，咦，呢啲聽落去都唔錯喎，係好啱啊，聽落。They're
the key to life. They're the key to morality.
聽落去好似真係好似讓我哋能夠懂得咩叫道德嘅觀念喎。I'll
just go out and try a little bit harder to reflect this type of character that it's saying.
咁我就啊，如果聽完之後覺得係啱嘅，咁我嘗試用我自己能力去試下，可唔可以盡量嘅做到人咁樣，咁咪最好。If
you're thinking that way, you've missed Jesus' point. You've missed his whole point.
但如果你係咁嘅諗法嘅時候，你係錯誤咗去了解耶穌基督所講嘅道理。He
says, "I'm not asking you to go out and try harder."
耶稣基督所讲嘅话，唔系话叫你自己用你嘅能力去尽量做得最好，去得到啲乜嘢。
Jesus makes it absolutely clear, you will never be able to do what I've just said.
耶稣基督所讲就话，就算你点样能力做好嘅，你都做唔到我所讲嘅嘢。
To go out and try harder and just try to construct this kind of godly character that he's describing in the Sermon on the Mount, in your own strength is like building a house on sand.
所以話，若然你用靠自己嘅能力去想去做到神要你所做嘅一個要你嘅位格，你咁去做嘅時候，其實好似你要去將你去喺個沙上面建一個房屋。He's
saying you will only achieve the kind of character, godly character that I'm describing here, when you build your life on me.
耶穌基督所講就話：你唯有方法點樣可能夠有一個神嘅位格嘅特性咧，就話你要將你嘅根基建於喺神上邊。
See, that's the first and most important point of these verses that you've just read.
所以就係依個第一點同埋最重要嘅一點，就係話我哋所要建喺咩根基上。
It's at the top of your slide of the slide here. Jesus Christ is the foundation. He is the rock.
所講就話耶穌基督佢自己就係依個根基，依個嘅防角石。
Now that understanding, that principle, that truth is explained in many parts of the Bible.
其實依樣所講嘅耶穌基督就係依個盤石，依個嘅根基喺聖經唔同嘅地方都有講解。
And I just picked two here just for your guidance and reference. In the Old Testament, as you can see up there, Isaiah writes, Isaiah 28:16 in the New International Version. So this is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation.
而一個以賽亞書第28章16節都講過，就係話我在石安放一塊石頭作為根基，是試驗過的石頭，是穩固的根基，寶貴的防角石，信靠的人必不急著。And
the Apostle Paul writes in, I think this might be on the next slide here. Thanks. In Ephesians 2:20, Paul writes, "You are built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone."
咁亦都喺新約當中喺個以弗所書第2章20節都講過，就話並且被建造的使徒和先知的根基上，在基督耶穌自己為房角石。
Do you see what Jesus is saying?
你睇得到耶穌基督所講嘅教導咧？
If you want a construction that's going to last a lifetime, an eternity, You have to build your life on me.
所以他說,若然你是想將你的生命建於在一個地方是可以永永遠遠的不倒塌的,你要將你的根基建於在我身上,耶穌基督。
And so my question to you this morning is, are you doing that now?
所以今天的早上問題就是說,你的根基是不是建於在他身上?
You see, if you are, you can sing with the hymn writer, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking
sand. 我以前都唱歌就是說,我怎樣去將我們的生命,我們的盼望,建於在耶穌基督的寶血和祂的公義上,我們的生命是建於在祂的磐石上。You
see, Christianity is Jesus Christ.
基督教所說的就是說,我們相信這個耶穌基督。Thus
the life of blessing promised by Christianity must be constructed on Him.
這個受到神的祝福的生命是建於在,完全基於在祂的身上。
Now, with that understanding, with that truth being known, how does that principle, the foundation, how does it relate to the verses that you read previously, verses 13-24? Again, very important to understand the context of things in understanding the Bible. In those verses, Jesus is explaining to his followers and to a larger crowd that had gathered the difference between false Christianity and true Christianity. And what Jesus was doing to that crowd and doing for you today is warning you.
而耶穌所說的當時的警告和我們今天早上的警告都是一樣。
And the warning is pretty clear. It's that there are a lot of people who look like they're on this right narrow path.
警告就是說,我們要小心去看,我們看上去好像我們都是在這個窄路上面。
And they look very religious on the outside.
在表面上看上去,我們都好像是一個信教的人。
But they are going to hear the most terrifying, unexpected verdict at the end of their lives, according to this text.
但根據這個經文所說,就是說,他們最後的去聽到,就是說,他們可能會受到一個最後很恐怖的結局。
They're utterly horrible words. Jesus will say, depart from me, I never knew you.
對那群人說,這結局是什麼?你離開我,我從來都不認識你。
You know, I think for the most part, people usually misread this passage. They hear Jesus' illustration of the two roads, for instance. And the misunderstanding goes like this. They assume that the people on this wide, broad road, well, it's obvious, they're the atheists, right? They're evildoers, they're the party-hardy types.
因為錯誤的觀點就是說,很多人會覺得,這條闊的路是給一些不信神的人,他們這些是很犯惡的人。
All the Christians are the ones on a narrow road.
而信基督教的人就是走這條窄的路。
I don't think that's right, for two very obvious reasons.
其實他所講解的不是這樣的意思,有兩個原因。
Again, remember the principle, when you look at the Bible, you must understand the context of the passage, where it's, what's before it, what's after it, what's in the entire Bible, understand the context.
所以為什麼我們很重要的去看聖經的時候,我們要看前緣後理,我們要看到整個聖經,他所說的是什麼?
I know it's a lengthy sermon, Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7, that's a couple of chapters, right?
而這個登山寶訓其實都是很長篇的一個教導,是由第五節至七章。
But from the very beginning, Jesus is addressing religious people.
但如果你看的時候,當時登山寶訓,耶穌基督是跟一群相信神的人去教導。
The entire Gospel of Matthew is written to a people practicing Judaism.
是当时嘅耶稣基督去到嘅登山宝训，系讲嘅一班嘅人去相信一个嘅犹太教。
Jesus' first followers, the disciples, are included in this crowd. They're Jews.
而当时嘅一班人都系有包括咗佢嘅门徒，佢哋都系一啲嘅犹太人。
And if that wasn't enough, look at all the context. Look at verses 13 and 14. All the pairs that Jesus puts together are very similar.
而当时嘅睇到就系13节同埋就14节所讲嘅就话耶稣基督所讲解嘅嗰两批嘅人，其实嗰两批系好相似嘅人，唔系好唔同嘅人。
Right, for instance, verses 13 to 14, both sets of people are on a road they think is headed to heaven.
所以睇到13到14节嘅话，嗰两批嘅人其实佢哋两批人都觉得自己系去紧呢个天堂嘅道路。
In verse 15, both the sheep and the wolves look like sheep.
而嗰两批人就系话，一批嘅系一班嘅羊群，另一班嘅就系叫做似羊群嘅豺狼。
In other words, when Jesus says wolves, he's not talking about people that outwardly hiss at Jesus' name.
佢所讲嘅讲解嗰班嘅狼，唔系话喺外表系去唔中意耶稣基督去喧哗耶稣嘅人。
According to verse 22, it's only inwardly, not outwardly, that they are vicious. As the New Living Translation puts it, or I think a better translation would be ravenous wolves.
其實所講解過呢批嘅人係其實睇落係外表好睇落係好似信教嘅，但係喺佢內心入邊嘅佢哋係充滿著罪惡，係虛空嘅人。
Next slide, verse 5. The people that Jesus turns away on Judgment Day, they're calling him Lord. They're calling him Lord.
所讲嘅就话呢批嘅人，耶稣基督讲话，当呢个嘅第二次再翻嚟嘅时候，审判嘅日子嘅时候，耶稣基督佢话，我会唔认识你。
They're talking about their ministries.
话呢批我唔认识你嘅人，系佢哋话我系我哋有呼召你嘅名，佢哋系有侍奉嘅人。
In verse 24, both houses look exactly the same on the outside.
24节讲就话喺外表上面呢两批嘅人都系好相似。
It's the unseen underground. Unseen underground. The foundation, that's the difference.
而佢哋只系佢哋嘅睇唔到嘅下边嘅根基系建于乜嘢咧？系唔同。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to frighten you this morning. But it could very well be people here. In this room, that you think you're on a narrow road, and you're not. You're on that broad road to destruction.
So, 今天嘅早上唔係話去嚇你，或者要你一個驚訝，但我哋係要去審查我哋自己，或者我哋自己當中，我哋可能都會咁。究竟我哋係入邊出邊係咪有唔同咧？
Maybe you think you prayed the sinner's prayer, and you went through some kind of religious ritual.
你会觉得哇，系咪你已经系有祈祷嘅生命，或者有去有宗教嘅规条，你已经有跟随啦。
And maybe you do some Christian things now.
或者你觉得啊，你已经系有做基督教所要做嘅嘢啦。
And maybe you think you're not going to hear those horrible words from Jesus, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
或者你觉得哦，我耶稣基督唔会咁同我讲嘅话，你离开我啦，我从来都唔认识你。
You see what Jesus is getting at here?
你睇到耶稣基督所讲嘅乜嘢咧？
If Jesus is not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all.
所以话，若然你嘅生命原唔系话将神耶稣基督摆喺你完全嘅身上，呢个神唔系你嘅神。
If Jesus is not Lord of your relationships, your career, your opinions about morality, your money, your abilities, your family, he's not Lord at all.
所以话。 神若然唔系喺你个关系上、你个工作上、你个生命上系你个主嘅时候，佢唔系你嘅主。
Jesus saying you don't know him if he's not Lord of all areas of your living, of your life.
所以你嘅生命当中唔系你全嘅生命认清楚神呢个系你嘅神，你所讲嘅神，你都唔系所认识。
The Bible makes absolutely clear, salvation, yes, is trusting. In what Jesus Christ has done for you, not in doing something for God.
圣经讲好清楚就话，我哋所相信嘅，我哋真系单靠神，单靠信心去相信神，唔系我话所能够我做到啲乜嘢去得到。But
the Bible is also very clear in saying faith that doesn't produce good works, good fruit, is not real faith.
聖經講得好清楚，就係話，若我喺信心唔係得到，唔係出咗個好果子嘅時候，呢個信心唔係一個真正嘅信心。
Or to put it another way, in other words, you are saved by faith alone. But the faith that saves is never alone.
所以我睇好小心睇就話，我哋係要單靠相信神去得到呢個救恩，但係咧，我哋唔可以只係去，但係我哋唔係只可以單去睇信心。
Here's the problem that we human beings have. We all don't want to give up control. We are control freaks. We don't want to give up control.
我哋每个人，我哋中意嘅去揸紧我哋所能够、我哋所控制嘅嘢。我哋唔想去失去我哋所能够、所控制嘅能力。
And that's understandable because you feel helpless. You know, we feel helpless when we give up control, right? You know that.
因为我哋若然我哋将我哋所能够控制嘅嘢，我哋去释放，俾人哋见到嘅时候，好似觉得唔系好掂。
But Jesus says you have to do that. You have to abandon your self-will if you want to follow me. You have to abandon your self-will for what? My hope.
但耶稣佢讲嘅就话，若然你要去跟随我嘅时候，你就要放低你自己，要放低你自己嘅主权。
Verse 15 again says, though outwardly religious, they are inwardly ravenous or vicious.
第十五节讲得清楚就系话，呢批嘅人系外表睇落系好宗教性嘅，但系内心入边佢哋系空虚极恶嘅。
And ravenous is a very interesting translation of a Greek word.
喺首先所讲嘅呢个字眼。他所在希臘文當中是很特別的。
And I get this from one of Tim Keller's sermons. He says it means that you're empty and trying to fill yourself up.
其實我們裡面他所講的內心的虛空的意思就是說，他內心裡面是完全是一個好像空的杯一樣，他想去將他的杯填滿。
These are people who are doing religious things.
呢啲嘅人係佢外表上係做一啲基督係宗教上佢所要做嘅嘢。
But it's for the purpose of gaining something for themselves.
但係佢哋嘅原因，佢嘅動機係因為佢想能夠去得到啲嘢。
You see, that's a big difference than doing it for God only.
呢個就係好大嘅分別，就係話佢嘅動機究竟係想去得到啲嘢啊，定係想為咗神而去做
？For instance, some people do it for the praise of others.
有些人会觉得是他想做 的动机是因为他想得到人的赞美。
Right, other people might respect you more because of that.
他所做的时候他动机就是说、希望人能够更加去欣赏他。
You'll be more accepted, more well thought of.
或者有些人更加的去尊敬他，或者有人会跟随他。
In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus talks a lot about the quote-unquote religious, that the religion and the religious activities that are done for the praise of people.
入邊基督更新部分所講過就話，有啲人去做一啲嘅嘢，希望啲人都能夠跟隨佢哋。
And obviously that's worthless.
但其實係一個唔啱。
But you can also do good works and try and gain something from God, not because you want to know God.
我哋所做嘅嘢，我哋想我哋只外表做嘅嘢，唔係話想得到啲乜嘢。
Again, your motive is.Quite different. You just want to gain something from God.
我哋所做嘅嘢唔系话想喺神入边能够得到啲乜嘢。
You don't necessarily want to know the living God.
系，但系我哋想系其实系想认识佢。
Some people don't want to know God.
有啲人其实系唔想认识神。
But they want something from God.
佢唔想去认识神，但系想喺神当中系得到啲嘢。
And because they want something from God, they become religious.
就因为佢想喺神入边当中去得到啲嘢嘅时候，所以咧佢就要去做一啲宗教上佢所要做嘅嘢。
It's like the word extort. You're extorting something from God.
就话好似我哋喺我哋想有啲嘢去揸取喺神入边当中。
You say, I've done this, God, and this and that for you. Now, you have to deliver.And bless me.
所以就话我向神入边同讲，佢话：诶神，我做咗呢个一二三，你就要俾翻啲 A B C 我啦，就去得翻呢个祝福我哋。
Right? You get out your list. I did this, this, this. I prayed this, this, and that.
就话我祈祷，我做呢啲嘢，做呢啲嘢。
But you don't desire to know and love the Lord Himself.
但我所做嘅动机唔系话基于我哋系爱神，我系想跟随神。
Right?They don't seek him. They're not trying to grow closer to him.
佢哋唔係話佢想去跟隨佢、尋找佢、更加去親近佢、愛佢。
That's what verse 15 is describing. outwardly religious, inwardly, quote unquote, ravenous, vicious.
第十五節所講就話喺外表上睇落係宗教嘅，但係喺內心入邊其實係空虛極惡嘅。
They're serving God to get something from Him, extorting something.
佢想去跟隨神嘅外表去跟隨神，其實想喺神入邊當中去得到啲嘢。
And God says that you have no foundation. You're building your house on sand.
耶穌基督就講話，若然你係咁去做嘅時候，你就話喺個沙上面去建一個房子，你係虛空嘅。
And as you know, as a human being, when those storms of life come, house is going to collapse.
所以話，若然一個房子喺個沙上面建上嘅時候，就係話當風吹雨打嘅時候，呢個房子就倒塌。
Sadly to say, life does go wrong, right? A lot of storms in life.
我清楚知道就係話，我生命當中會有好多嘅風風雨雨。
And often when those storms come, you know what we say? God, how could you do this? How could you do this to me?
生命嘅有高高低低嘅時候，風風雨雨嘅時候，我哋會好容易埋怨就話：神點解你咁俾嘅事發生喺我身上咧？
And you think, well, if God's not going to take better care of me, then why should I bother to serve Him?
我覺得講就話，若然神你都唔係好好照顧我嘅時候，點解我又要好好嘅去跟隨你咧？
Again, I don't want to create unnecessary doubts in you. That's not my purpose here.
我所講嘅原因唔係想令到你對神有懷疑。
But this is in the Bible. This is a text in the Bible.
但聖經嘅就係話咁嘅教導，叫到我哋去思想。
And you know what the purpose of this text is saying? You got to say, wait a minute. Where's my heart? The core of my being. Where is it today?
而聖經嘅教導其實係挑戰我哋，就係思想，就係話，喺我哋當而家嘅心係擺喺邊一度咧？
Because it's possible to be incredibly active in Christianity and have all the beliefs and even the emotions and not actually be on the rock.
但係呢個其實係好真實性嘅，就係話我哋可能喺外表上，我哋做好多嘅嘢，可能係話係宗教上要我哋所做嘅，但係其實我哋內心入邊係完全嘅虛空，唔係話去跟隨神。
Jesus is the rock. He's the foundation.
耶穌基督係我哋嘅根基，係喺個盤角，呢個根基嘅防角石。
Or if you don't like that analogy, the Bible is another one. You're a tree, and underneath the trees, your roots are connected to Jesus.
就話好似我哋呢棵嘅樹上面，我哋個根嘅樹根係咪揸緊喺呢個神呢個泥土當中？
That's why in the New Testament you always see this phrase in Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, all over the place in the New Testament.
所以喺個新約聖經入邊所講就話，你成日見到就話喺耶穌裏邊，喺耶穌裏邊，喺耶穌嘅入邊。
And the reason that's so is because it's quite possible, according to Jesus, it is quite possible to be sort of in and around the gospel. You might even believe the doctrines that come to you, right, are taught to you. But somehow, gospel's not in you.
但係話，就所以話聖經咪所講就話，可能嘅喺外表上你係好宗教性嘅，你做呢啲嘢，做嗰啲嘢嘅，但喺內心入邊，其實你冇去喺神入邊嘅當中。
The gospel does not enter into your heart and change it.
聖經呢個福音冇喺你嘅心去揸緊去改變你。
Notice all the way through in this Sermon on the Mount, these people have what the Bible calls spiritual gifts.
喺聖經所邊入邊所講嘅就話，聖經入邊所講嘅好多有呢個嘅屬靈嘅恩賜。
In fact, all through the Bible, you see people with, you know, doing miracles of casting out demons, prophesying in the name of God.
你睇到聖經入邊有多人嘅一個屬靈嘅恩賜，講嘅譬如話例子就話佢哋能夠去有一個嘅大有個能力去有做一個神蹟，或者係能夠去趕鬼。
Right, and obviously you need the help of the Spirit of God to do that.
當然啦，你需要有神嘅能力，有神嘅靈，能夠先至可以咁做到。
But there are two stark examples. One in the Old Testament, one in the New, of people who had help from the Spirit of God that didn't know God.
喺聖經入邊有兩個例子，就係話佢哋咧去覺得係有神嘅靈去幫助佢哋，但其實喺內心入邊佢哋係冇跟隨神。
In the Old Testament, there's King Saul.
第一個例子就係呢個掃羅呢個王。
Obviously, he had a lot of wisdom. Obviously, he had some help by the Spirit of God.
佢有呢個掃羅王，佢係當然嘅，佢有覺得佢哋係認識神，佢有呢個靈嘅幫助佢喺生命當中。
But certainly he went astray from God.
有神嘅靈去幫助佢，但係佢離開呢個靈。
And a New Testament example, of course, is Judas.
而第一個例子就係話猶大離開神。
One of Jesus' disciples.
猶大就係其中一個嘅神嘅耶穌基督嘅門徒。
The one who betrayed Jesus.
佢係去背叛咗耶穌基督。
Obviously, Judas had help from the Holy Spirit, right? Because he did cast out some demons. He did prophesy.
猶大佢係當然嘅，係以前嘅、從前嘅，係有靈去幫助佢，因為佢有去作呢個嘅門徒，佢係有能力去趕鬼。
Right? The New Testament tells us that he's with the other disciples doing all those things.
聖經有個講話就話猶大都係跟住其他嘅門徒，都係有俾出有成績，有做其他嘅嘢。
But you know what the difference is according to the Bible?
但係睇到聖經裏面其實所講就係話，究竟呢兩個人究竟同有咩唔同咧
？It's clear in verses 16 through 18. They didn't have spiritual fruit.
佢哋兩個都一樣，就係話佢哋生命當中佢冇呢個屬靈嘅果子。
Spiritual fruit in the Bible is godly character traits.
屬靈嘅果子意思就係話係講到神嘅位格，佢嘅特性。
They didn't have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control.
佢哋當中入邊，佢哋係冇依個嘅仁愛、喜樂、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信實、温柔、節制。
See, spiritual gifts are what you do. It's not fruit.
屬靈嘅恩賜係你能夠做啲乜嘢。
So you can counsel, you can teach, you can preach, you can serve, you can help people.
屬靈嘅恩賜就話你能夠去做啲乜嘢，你能夠去同人哋有分享、有教導、有幫助啲窮人。
Those are spiritual gifts。
呢啲係我哋嘅屬靈嘅恩賜。
There's a difference between gift and fruit. Fruit is who you are, what you are。
而屬靈嘅果子就係話你係邊一位。
It's love, patience, humility.
就話你當中入邊係咪有愛，係咪有呢個嘅節制温柔
？You have to be humble to be a learner。
你一定要去有呢個嘅謙卑先能夠去學習。
If you're not growing, learning, willing to learn from God and His Word, right? That's lacking fruit。
所以話，若然我哋唔能夠去謙卑嘅去懂得去學習。我哋唔能够去结出呢啲嘅属灵嘅果子。
And if you're not growing like that, if you don't see your inner life being transformed like that, perhaps the gospel is not in you.
所以话，若然我哋生命当中冇结出呢啲嘅属灵嘅果子嘅时候，可能我哋生命当中就缺乏咗神。
You know how you can tell? In one aspect, you can tell. You might say, I have spiritual debts, but I'm not.Spiritually bankrupt.
我可能會睇我哋生命當中覺得話啊，我屬靈上可能係弱啲，但唔係話完全嘅去唔相信神。
I'm not utterly lost.
就係我唔係話完全嘅去失喪，我哋唔認識。
See, when you say I deserve something good from God, that means you're not acknowledging you're spiritually bankrupt.
所以話，若然我哋所講就話，我應該喺神入邊當中能夠得到啲嘢啊。例如你係咁樣講嘅時候，你係屬靈上其實已經係跌倒。
But all true Christians, according to the Bible, know that they're spiritually depraved.
但係話我哋信神嘅人，我哋知道就係話我哋係喺個屬靈上係有缺乏。
A Christian touched by the Spirit of God, who understands the gospel, says this: I've done a lot of bad things, but even the good things I've done.Have bad motivations. Even the good things I've done for the wrong reasons. I've done them in order to get God to bless me.
所以話一個基督徒，如果佢個人係得到神嘅靈去接觸嘅時候，佢會明白呢個聖經嘅教導，就話教導就話，我做咗一啲好多唔好嘅事。就算我做咗好多嘅好事，都係因為基著一啲嘅唔好嘅動機。或者我做一啲好多好嘅事，或者系做一系好多嘅好嘅事，但系因为基于一啲嘅坏嘅原因，我哋所做嘅嘢系因为我哋想得到神嘅祝福。
Jesus' Sermon on the Mount depicts people who don't think they're spiritually bankrupt. He's describing them.
所以登山寶訓所講的同一班人去所講的時候，依班人唔係話佢完全喺屬靈上係完全唔認識神。
Those people wanted to get people to honor them. They wanted God to reward them.
但係依班人其實耶穌基督所講的嘢，依班人其實佢哋喺屬靈上，佢哋係覺得佢哋想能夠人去得到去祝，人係認識佢哋或者佢想得到祝福。
See, one of the ways you know the Holy Spirit is working mightily in your life is to realize this.
所以我哋要去認識就係去了解。
You can say, I haven't been doing things for people or for God.
我哋話若然我哋真係有呢個神嘅靈喺我哋心中嘅時候，我哋會咁樣講：我哋所做嘅嘢好多時唔係為著神。
I've really been doing things for myself.
我哋好認真嘅去同自己講就話：我所做嘅嘢係為著我自己。
Because it's a way of getting and keeping control of myself.
我哋要去明白就話：我哋係咪真係話想做嘅嘢係能夠揸緊啲嘢去捉到啲嘢咧
？I'm being my own savior, my own lord.
我係覺得我自己係咪我係想成為自己嘅主咧
？And a Christian understands that.
而一個真正嘅基督徒係明白。
And they can say, I am spiritually bankrupt.
一個真正嘅基督徒會講就話：喺我嘅內心入邊，我係屬靈上係得到呢個嘅缺乏。
I deserve nothing but judgment.
我係唔應該得到啲乜嘢嘅，唯有我所應該得到嘅就係一個審判。
You see, that's a radical kind of repentance and faith.
呢一個先係真正嘅基督徒應該有嘅一個嘅求神嘅寬恕同埋真正嘅信心。
See, here's one big stumbling block that prevents us from grasping this.
所以就係話，其實喺內心入邊，其實我哋有一個嘅阻礙，其實去阻礙到我哋點樣嘅，我哋唔可以咁去諗。
Everyone here, everyone out there, basically has to base their identity, their sense of self-worth on something.
因為我哋好多時，我哋嘅人，我哋覺得自己睇我哋嘅身份，我哋嘅地位好重要。
And we say to ourselves, I'm a somebody because of, and we fill in a blank.
我哋會覺得話，嘿，我係一個咁嘅人，因為我係有。
It could be your success at work.
我係一個咁嘅人，因為我係一個好成功嘅職業。
The fact that you have a good paying job.
我係一份好好嘅薪水。
Or it might be the fact that you have a significant person who loves you.
我哋有一位人係好愛我哋。
We're looking at things like the happy family, and we say these are the things that make me feel good about myself.
或者話我睇到話我有一個好好開心嘅家庭，依啲就令到我覺得，我就係一個咁嘅人，係一個好好嘅人。
But you always feel fragile that you might lose those things.
但係人係覺得好脆弱，我哋好多時會覺得，我哋可能會有一時刻會失喪呢啲嘅嘢。
And you always feel like you have to prove yourself.
我哋會覺得我哋需要去證明一啲嘢。
For instance, if you're a person who's sensitive to criticism, that's being very proudful.
所以人若然佢哋係對人哋對佢嘅批評係好敏感嘅時候，佢哋會做好多事去要去證明佢自己。
That's why you can't admit that none of those things merits a thing from God.
我哋所以咧，我哋唔可以話，我哋做啲乜？若然係咁嘅時候，我哋唔覺得我所得到嘅嘢係神俾我哋嘅。
And a lot of people say, well, you know. Well, you might be right, but that's the end of my identity. If I acknowledge that, it's the end of my identity.
所以有人我只有講就話，若然我係咁承認我自己係咁嘅人嘅時候，咁我身份嘅地位就完全破壞。
That's why coming to Jesus Christ is like a death.
所以若然我咁樣嘅身份嘅時候，咁我嚟到耶穌基督嘅面前，我就覺得我完全冇身份。
At first, it looks very narrow, but then it leads to something wide, very spacious, very freedom, a lot of freedom on the other side.
所以就話，其實原來你咁樣做嘅時候，你係好似嚟緊一個窄路，完全係失喪嗰啲嘅時候。但原來你咁樣做到嘅時候，會帶到你去一個寬敞自由嘅地方。
See, when you first look analyze the gospel, it looks very narrow initially.
所以我當我睇聖經嘅時候，睇個福音，我睇到時候就覺得呢一條好窄嘅道路。
Because it requires you to place your life, your trust, your belief in Christ alone for your salvation.
睇落去一個窄嘅道路，因為話要將你嘅信心，你將你嘅生命完全嘅擺喺耶穌基督入邊當中。
And when you say that in a place like New York City, people are going to come down hard on you. They're going to criticize you.
特別嘅你話對喺紐約市嘅人，你咁樣講嘅時候，更加嘅紐約市嘅人會更加多嘅批評。
They're going to look at you peculiarly, and they're going to say how terribly narrow you are.
就話如果係嬲嘅死人，更加去咁講，就話原來你係咁樣講話要去咁樣先能夠相信神嘅時候，你個眼角真係太過狹窄啦。
Right, because Christians say, according to the Bible, I can only be saved through faith in Jesus Christ.
基督徒所講嘅想相信嘅就係話，我哋要單靠信心去相信神。
Right, that's the only way I can have a saving relationship according to the Bible.
你聖經所講就話，我哋真係要單靠相信耶穌基督，我哋先至能夠有一個嘅信心。
And when you start telling that to people in places like New York City, you know what they're going to say to you? How horribly narrow you are.
所以你喺用咁樣嘅方法去同紐約市嘅好多人去講嘅時候，人哋嘅回應就係話你個所講嘅嘢太過狹窄啦咁樣。
And they'll probably challenge you and say, you know, God doesn't God accept people from a lot of good people from all different types of religions?
And they will 反而會同你講就話，乜唔係神話會將其他嘅人都去愛嘅咩？就算係其他唔同嘅宗教。
And if you know the gospel, then you know the answer, right? You say, I'm sorry, the Bible says there aren't any good people.
但對於聖經來說，就話其實沒有一個人是一個好人。
Even in the Christian religion, there aren't any good people.
但其實根據聖經來說，就話我們在座每一個人都不是一個好人。
We all are bad in some way. Of course, some of us are more rotten.Some of us are more evil.
而根據聖經就話，我哋每一個人都係一個罪人，一個壞人。
But since people are, in a sense, pretty bad, a lot of others feel pretty relatively good in comparison to the bad apples.
所以我當我睇嘅時候就話，有啲呢啲嘅人係好壞嘅，所以相對嚟講，其實我都唔係咁差，所以我都係一個應該好人。
See, that's where we get into trouble.We compare ourselves. We say, I'm not that bad like that person over there.
So, 我哋好多时嘅，我哋就咁样去有一个问题，就话我哋会同自己去同其他人相比，我都唔系咁差啫。
But that's the wrong question. You shouldn't be asking that.
但其实呢个系个错误嘅睇法，错误嘅观点去睇。
The real question that we should be all asking is, what should I be giving to God, who created and sustains me moment by moment in life?
而真正的問題，我們應該去問的就是說，究竟我自己的生命其實能夠去給出些什麼呢？給出這些，給出去給這個神，這個神就說去創造我，去維持我。
Everything you are, everything you have is from Him.
我們所有的擁有的一切都是從神而來。
He gives you everything. He gives you life. You can't exist apart from Him.
我們所擁有的一切都是神所去給的。我們如果連離開神的時候，我們不能夠去活出下一口氣。
He keeps all the molecules in their perfect place and not bursting apart.
神是將這個宇宙萬物去完全的，去有規條 去控制。
And so, what do you owe a person who does that?
所以我們生命當中若然有這樣的神的時候，我們生命應該是為了祂，我們欠了祂什麼呢？
The only logical answer is everything. He must be Lord. I must follow Him.
所以我唯一嘅應該有嘅回應就係話，我哋要完全去跟隨佢，將我哋所擁有嘅一切去跟隨佢。
But none of us gives him everything.
但我哋冇一位係咁去做。
And as soon as you begin to realize that, where you really stand before God, you know you're in desperate need of His saving grace.
如果你真係能夠諗咁樣去諗到，就話神去將係擁有一切去維持你嘅時候。你所想的就是说，究竟我所今天的早上我们去看，就是我们所要唯有得到这个救恩，就要单靠这个恩典。
And Christianity is the only religion in the world that offers it.
而唯有就是说，这个世界上唯有就是基督教，是能够给出这个的救恩。
Every single other religion says this, you have to do this, this and that to get to God.
而其他的宗教，其他的所有的宗教都是说，就说究竟我要做些什么，做些什么，做些什么，才能够去得到这些的救恩。
And what makes Christianity unique, apart from all of those others, is what? You have to have faith in Christ to be saved. That's incredibly narrow.
所以就唯有基督教的，他所说就说，你唯有是单靠去有信心，去相信耶稣基督，才能够得到这个救恩。这个就是这样的窄路。
But what starts narrow, as you go on that journey, leads to spaciousness, leads to freedom.
但话就话单靠一个信心去相信神呢个窄路，但最后最终嘅能够得到呢个宽敞嘅自由。
I'm like you. You know, you look at a narrow thing and say, it's a little scary. You know, that little narrow road I got to drive my car on, you know, this up this mountain here. Looks a little scary.
譬如你駕駛的時候駕一條很窄的路覺得很危險駕一條這麼窄的路
Why is it a little scary if you're driving up Mount Washington, right? Why? Because, you know, you look down, it's pretty steep down there, and the road is narrow.
或者你駕駛上山路在山路旁邊很窄的路你會覺得很危險為什麼 一邊就是一個懸崖
And one wrong turn, the car is going to go over the cliff.
因為你不小心的時候轉錯彎,你的車就落了懸崖
Right, see, what appears initially narrow is precarious, right?
所以這個窄路覺得是很危險的道路
And then you're thinking, how come there are not many cars going up this way? You know, it's like, there are not many on this narrow way.
你會覺得窄路沒什麼人走,是不是很不對路呢?
And you begin to hesitate, maybe I got to turn back.
你覺得不對路,沒什麼人走,不如走另一條路
You hesitate for a moment to journey forward.
我們走第一步路的時候,已經覺得有一個懷疑的時候,我們覺得不如不要走。
But wow, at the end of that climb, right? Spaciousness of the top of the mountain, right? The wide open spaciousness, as you could see the valley.
但若然你真的去跟隨這條很窄的道路,令到這樣去到的時候,上到山頂的時候,你覺得哇,看到完全的山,你覺得很漂亮。
Let me tell you what happens when the gospel comes into someone.
用我去講解俾你知,究竟如果一個人有一個聖經,有一個福音來到他的生命的時候,他的生命有什麼改變?
You know who you are.
你會知道你是哪一位?
Here's how you know you're a person of value.
你會覺得你的生命,你要明白你的生命的價值。
If you know the gospel, you know Jesus, you're secure.
若你能夠認識神,認識耶穌基督,你是有生命的價值。
You have significance.
你覺得你自己裡面有一個價值,有一個重要性。
Because you're absolutely, totally adopted, accepted, loved, treasured, delighted in by the only person in the whole universe that counts.
因為你知道你的生命已經被一位創造的神去接納,去得上。
And why is that so? Because His opinion will last.
因為他的說話是永恆的。
You know, of course you have loved ones now, but they're not going to last.
我們生命當中,我們所有的都是我們所愛的人,但是那些人,愛人不是,人始終會死。
They might say, I love you today, but you might not hear that in 3 years.
你可能聽到有些人跟你說,我愛你,但是3年之後,你不會見到那個人。
But God's love is everlasting.
但神的愛是永恆。
It doesn't matter you had a good day or bad day, a good week or a bad week.
所以無論你是有好的時間或者不好的時間。
It doesn't really matter whether your career is going well or it's not going well.
或者你的工作上面有高高低低。
It doesn't matter whether people like you or they don't like you.
或者覺得有些人是喜歡你或者有些人是憎恨你。
Because you're righteous. In Jesus Christ.
無論那些東西怎樣去看的時候,你在神裡面,基督裡面,你是正直,是對的。
Because you're now a son or daughter of the King of Kings.
因為你的身份就說你是神的屬靈的人,神是愛你。
And for someone who's grasped the gospel, that's your identity.
所以若然你是去跟隨神的時候,這個就是你的身份。
And to the degree you understand that, As you get it deep down in you, then you'll experience that freedom, that spacious freedom of knowing Christ.
既然你能夠去明白你真正的身份的時候,就是說你能夠得到自由,釋放,就是去一個寬敞的道路。
And then you order your life accordingly to follow Him.
就是說你能夠懂得怎樣去安排你自己的生命,去跟隨祂。
It takes radical repentance and faith, radical need for God's free grace to get there.
是,我們人是需要神的,要給到我們自己要去反省,我們需要去受神的寬恕,我們才能夠得到這個真正的恩典。
And once you've gotten there, do you know what that means?
若然你得到的時候,什麼意思呢?
You grasp what this world is about.
你能夠明白究竟這個世界上的意思。
And there's now no place that you fear.
就是说你在世界上没有东西你真的去惊讶去怕。
That's quite different than the broad road.
所以说这条窄路和这个宽敞的道路是完全很不同。
You know, this is what the broad road types think. Well, you know what? The reason I know I'm okay is because what? I'm doing well.
因为阔路看落就说，我知道我自己是做得OK啊，没问题啊。为什么？因为很多人去爱我。
You see, this person loves me. I'm doing okay, or I'm good with my family.
我觉得说，有很多人都爱我，我在我家庭都做得不错。
Or you say, I've got this good paying job, or I went to that school.
或者说我有一个很好的工作，我能够去到一个很好的学校。
It might appear broad initially, but it leads to narrowness.
看上去其实好像很宽敞，看上去好像我什么都很行，但其实最后去到一个窄路。
Do you realize those people on the broad road, how restrictive it is, actually is?
看上去说，这个人好像走一个很宽敞的道路，其实在他生命当中，其实是几咁狭窄。
I'll just give you a couple examples. Think about relationships.
我试想下，比如做个例子，就是说人的关系当中。
When you get into a relationship, why is it that some people rub you the wrong way?
原来说，一个人的关系当中，为什么人与人中间有一个争拗？
And you just don't really want to know them. You don't want to hang out with them. You don't want to be around them.
你觉得就说，我都不喜欢跟这帮人在一起。
You don't want to be part of them.
你不喜欢跟这一班特别的人一起。
You don't want to have anything to do with them.
你特别不喜欢跟这一班人有什么关系。
But it's these other people over here that you gravitate to, that you want to be in that circle.
但这一班人你所重要的，你想跟他埋堆。
Do you know why we tend to do that?
为什么我们想这样做呢？
Because those people that you want to be with affirm you.
因为你想跟这班人同你一起，你所中意的人呢，这班人去确实你是哪一位。
Those people that you want to be with somehow make you feel better about yourself.
因为同你一班，你想要同一班人一起的人，这班的人能够去证明了你是哪一位。
Maybe you're a mover and shaker in the world, so you want to be with the movers and shakers, not the lowlifes.
而这班人是能够很有地位的，很有 power 的，你想跟他们一起，所以令到他们，你自己觉得，哦，我自己都很有这个能力。
Or maybe you like the people who act a certain way, they like you.
好像有些人觉得，这班人他做的事情是很特别的，很酷的，我想跟他们一起。
Or maybe you want to be in that group that will open doors for you.
或者你跟这班人，这班人，他这班人，就算你走。 他都会帮你开门的。
And the people over here on this group, hey, that's a dead end.
但觉得如果另一班人，我同这班人去，没什么不好的。
I heard this with many of those who are young. I want to be in this age group, not in that age group.
或者说，譬如说，觉得说，我想同这班同我差不多年纪的人，我不想同这班不同我年纪有相差的人，好像不太合适。
Or I want to be with this group, this cultural group, not that cultural group.
或者我想同这班的在文化上我同相同的人，想同这班我哋完全唔啱key嘅人一齐。
You see how restrictive that is? You can't be with any group. You got to be with your group.
你睇到你自己嘅生命嘅关系点样嘅狭窄，就系话你想同一啲嘅人，你所系你中意嘅，你喜欢嘅。
And you know the reason why? Because your identity is connected to that.
为什么我们会这样做？因为我们的身份是觉得是基于人家怎么看我们。
But it's narrow because it's fragile.
其实这样去看，其实很狭窄，因为呢。
What you're really doing is trying to save yourself.
为什么这样狭窄？因为就是说，我们因为想去给自己有个身份。
Because you're trying to get your affirmation, your identity from that group.
因为我想在别人当中看到我们的身份的重要。
Broad is the way of the world leading to narrowness.
看上去好像很宽敞的道路，但其实是带到一个狭窄的道路。
There's so many examples of that, right? How come? Why is it very successful people reach the top? They reach the top of their profession. And they say, is this it? I need something more.
我俾你一个例子咧，就话好有啲人好成功，佢可能会赚好多钱，好多佢已经喺一个好高高地位上面，但系就会觉得就话咁又点咧
？Or why is it story after story of the I forgot what year it was the stock market crash recent stock market crash right within the last 10, 15 years, right? Why, when people lost their wealth, their identity, they said, I can't handle it. I gotta die.
所以譬如像上一次的金融風暴，有些人在金融風暴裏面失去了很多錢，沒有錢，他覺得我生命已經沒有了。
Why is it some people when they grow older and they lose their looks, they lose their abilities, they start to crumble?
有些人又覺得我有疾病，我不舒服，我生命已經完全崩潰。
Or maybe you're living your life for your family and now they're all gone and now you think life's over.
或者說我和我自己的親人一起住，現在親人已經不是跟我一起了，我生命有什麼意義呢？
Because broad is the way of the world that leads to narrowness.
因為這個世界讓我們看起來好像很寬敞、很舒服的道路去過活，但其實去到一個窄路。
And the proof is in the living, right? You can't really be friends with certain types of people because of that narrowness.
我們就想去這樣的生活。
You can't really operate well in those narrow situations.
我們不想過著一個很窄的道路。
But on that initial narrow way of Christ-centered living, you get a new identity.
所以我們人就很喜歡在一個寬敞的地方去過活，但最後就去到一個窄路。但其實我們應該在一個窄路當中，在神的基督裏面，而最後去得到這個寬敞的自由。
And as you follow Christ, you're walking ahead, you see the freedom, the spaciousness of the living.
就是說你去跟隨他，跟隨耶穌基督，去過一條窄的道路，去跟隨他，而最後最終的得到一個寬敞、自由的救恩。
Because now you realize it doesn't matter what people think.
最後的就是說，已經不再需要看別人怎麼看你。
It doesn't matter that I hang out with this group of people, the cool people.
已經不再需要就說，我需要去與同一班特別的，覺得我所喜歡的人去過活。
It doesn't matter if my career is going well.
已經說我的工作上是怎樣去，重要性已經不再重要。
It doesn't matter that my looks are disappearing.
已經不再重要的就是我究竟我是靚不靚。
Because your assets are not that important to you now.
因為那些東西在你生命當中已經不是最重要了。
So I got to end here. Jesus is basically saying you got to choose the narrow road. You got to choose that narrow road to go on.
所以耶穌基督就提醒我們，就說我們需要去走這條窄的路。
And you have to decide. You have to be very careful. You have to look underneath. You have to look underneath.
所以耶穌基督就警告我們，就說我們需要去看下面的根基。
You might say, well, I'm going to church. I'm being a good person.
我們看就說，我有回教會，我是一個好的人。
Or you might say, I don't like church. I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious, but I don't like church. I'm a good person.
但有些人說，我也是一個好人，但雖然我沒有回教會，但我是一個好的人。
That's the broad road.
這個寬敞的，看起來寬敞的道路。
There even, according to Jesus, there are even people on the broad road that are very conservative, very orthodox people who can know a lot about Jesus, but they're very judgmental, they're very proud, they're very haughty. They're on a broad road.
耶穌基督說，在這個寬敞上面的道路，有些人都是可能很認識這個宗教，他們是可能很遵守很多神的規條，他們是很好的人。
And that broad road, a lot of different types of people. You got the bigots on there, the secular people hate. You got the secular people who say, well, I'm living the way I want to live.
這條寬敞的道路，很多人會在不同的人，在這個寬敞道路的生活，有些人會覺得就說，我想過我所有的生活。
And Jesus says, know where you are.
耶穌基督所說就說，你要知道究竟你在哪一位，在哪一道。
Choose the narrow road.
就說你要去選擇一條窄的道路。
You must meet me personally.
你需要親身的來到我當中。
And you also have to meet him courageously because you got to go through that narrow gate.
你需要去很勇敢的來到這條道路，因為這條窄的路。
And yes, in some way it's frightening because when we leave behind our old identity, you give up the old way of living, yeah, that's frightening.
是好像很恐怖的，很害怕，因為我們要將我們自己從前的所擁有的身份，所擁有的東西，要放低去跟隨他。
And when people don't understand you, you know, when you say Christ is the only way, and people look at you like you're an oddball, yeah, that's frightening.
是, 有啲人會覺得就話：，哎，你咁同人哋講，你要將你自己去放低，要將你將以前嘅嘢去完全嘅去攞開，去跟隨神。有啲人會覺得啊，你咁樣諗好似冇啱。
That's when you have to remember Christ, who was infinite, came to go the narrow way for you.
On the cross, right? 就係明白，就係話依個無限嘅神耶穌基督，佢嚟到依個世界上。一窄路为了你而活。
He became small for you.
他这个无限的神是来到一个小的地方为了你的缘故。
That's what the incarnation is about. The infinite God becomes small.
这个就是说神的道成肉身的意思，就是说他就是说一个无限的神是来到一个世界上为了我们而活。
So that he could die on a cross in your place.
就是说他为了我们的罪钉在十字架上，为了个罪而死。
The narrow way of the Christ leads to freedom from sin, death, and hell.
就话神嘅一个窄嘅路，就话带到你去一个宽敞嘅救恩嘅道路。
He was crushed. He was forsaken. Became small for you.
佢就系话佢被抑压，佢为咗我哋嘅罪而死。而使得我哋有一个嘅救恩。
And if you embrace that, that'll lead you to spaciousness, lead you to the resurrection and new life, the new heavens and a new earth.
所以就话，若然你能够去揸紧明白呢个道理嘅时候，就会带到你一个宽敞，一个新天新地。
And if he did that for you, then certainly you can live your life for him.
若然佢能够咁样为到你而去做嘅时候，你都应该去咁样嘅回应，为咗神而活。
Thank you for your word. We know that there are many words here that are harsh and not easy to digest.
神，我哋去感谢你嘅道，你嘅话语。我哋明白就话，我哋刚才所讲嘅嘢唔系话好容易嘅去咀嚼。
But it's not very loving to not warn people.
但是若然我们作为信神的人，我们不去这样去警告其他人的时候，那我们去怎么做一个基督徒呢？
And so we need to know if we're on that straight and narrow path.
所以我们自己要去了解，就是说我们生命当中是不是行着这一条的窄路。
That leads to the freedom of knowing you.
而这条的窄路就是带到我们去一个宽敞的道路，就是说我是认识你。
Oh Father, I pray that we all,take that very seriously today.
所以主要我们今天早上去祈祷，就是说我们要去很认真的去明白。
And choose to be on that narrow road.
就是说去选择去行这条窄的道路。
We pray that in Jesus' name, amen.
我这样祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。